In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. More than 1,000 Coloradans died from a drug overdose in 2019, and public health officials worry that number could climb even higher this year. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That number from the health department, 1,062, eclipsed the previous record from 2017. And the rate, nearly 18 overdose deaths per 100,000 people, is also an all-time high. Rob Valick, who heads a statewide prevention group, says a pair of drugs are now driving the trend.
The two drugs that are standing out as really increasing in the last year or two, especially, are fentanyl and meth. Meth seems to be making a comeback.
Valick worries COVID-19 could make things worse. Stress and anxiety may drive up use, and at a time when local agencies and treatment centers are struggling financially. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Puebla will move forward with a mediator to figure out what to do with a controversial statue of Christopher Columbus. Protesters have gathered at the bust every Sunday for more than a month. Last night, the city council held a special meeting to decide to work with Harvard-educated law professor Fred Galvez, who lives in California but was born in Pueblo. Galvez spoke just prior to the vote.
What you try to do with mediation is get people that would otherwise say my way or the highway to say, let's wait a minute. Is there any common ground? Is there some interests that you have that might overlap?
Around 24 residents spoke during the meeting. Some said it would be a waste of time and money. Others said the process respects the ethnic diversity of Pueblo. A red flag warning across much of western Colorado today. Expect highs in the mid-90s for Grand Junction, also Metro Denver, lower 90s for the Springs. Right now it's 63 degrees in Boulder, 66 in Loma.